KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have cloudy skies. It's 50 degrees. The flash flood watch continues until 1 a.m. Thursday. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of those could be severe or near severe at times, a high of 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. National Weather Service in Valley, Nebraska says that Doppler radar was tracking a strong thunderstorm about 6 miles northeast of Logan, and that was moving to the northeast at 40 miles per hour, and some nickel-sized storm is possible with that storm. Locations impacted include Erling, Defiance, Woodbine, Dunlap, Panama, Shaban Park, and the Willow Lake Recreation Area, also Highway 59 in Iowa, near mile marker 89. And radar shows a line of strong thunderstorms basically stretching from the southwest corner of Harrison County all the way down to south-central Iowa around Lamoni along the Interstate 35 corridor. And some moderate shower activity has popped up now as part of the storm cells currently located southeast of McClelland, between McClelland and Oakland. And those showers in this broken line of thunderstorms are moving to the northeast this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, in the news from around the region, a nonprofit corporation has signed an agreement with federal officials to raise $30 million for a new veterans outpatient clinic in Omaha. The corporation was created by Heritage Services, a nonprofit civic group that was instrumental in creating such projects as the Holland Performing Arts Center and TD Ameritrade Park. The agreement was announced today. In December, President Barack Obama signed a measure allowing a public-private partnership to build a clinic on the campus of Omaha's Department of Veterans Medical Center. The $30 million from the local group will be added to the $56 million already appropriated for the Nebraska Western Iowa Healthcare System Clinic. VA officials say what will be called the Veterans Affairs Ambulatory Center will offer primary, specialty, and ambulatory care and operate radiological and surgical facilities. Officials of the Creston Police Department this morning said a resident reported Tuesday evening that sometime between 5 p.m. Monday and 5 p.m. Tuesday, someone entered the garage of property he owns at 604 North Poplar Street in Creston and stole miscellaneous tools. The loss was estimated at $100. No arrests have been reported. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two men were arrested on separate charges Monday afternoon. 24-year-old Cody Dean Johnson of Red Oak was arrested for criminal mischief in the fifth degree after he allegedly slashed car tires in the 600 block of Sunset Avenue in Red Oak. He subsequently was charged with criminal mischief in the fourth degree as well in connection with alleged tire slashing incidents that occurred at an earlier date. And 33-year-old Kirby Stone King of Red Oak was arrested Monday afternoon on a warrant for burglary in the second degree. His bond was set at $5,000. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Corning man Monday afternoon. Just before 2 p.m., officers arrested 24-year-old Cody Dean Johnson of Corning on a valid Red Oak Police Department warrant for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Johnson was arrested on West Coolbaugh Street and taken into custody on Montgomery County Jail and held a $1,000 cash bond. That was in accordance with the report I just mentioned a few moments ago. Elsewhere, the Atlantic Public Library's Memorial Breeding Garden Project has received a big boost in funding thanks to a donation by the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund. Fund spokesperson Melanie Petty recently presented Library Director Natalie Strucker with a check for $2,500 for the garden they're working on installing this spring. Money has been designated for a game table. Robinson Landscaping will be starting construction on the garden in the very near future. And officials say there are still many ways for the community to donate and support the cause. You can contact Natalie Strucker at 712-243-5466 if you are interested in helping out with that project. The Griswold School Board Monday evening voted to terminate the 2017-18 Human Resources Sharing Agreement. Superintendent Dave Hendricks told KJAN News it was essentially a cost-saving measure.
Schools are allowed to get funding through operational sharing, but there is a maximum on that. Every position carries a different weighting. Like, for example, superintendent's 8, a guidance counselor's 3. Last year, the district tried to enter into as many sharing agreements as possible to get that financial benefit of additional sharing dollars. When they reached out to other schools, they didn't assume that all sharing agreements would be workable or doable. Well, they actually turned out that they were. So as far as the sharing dollars are concerned, they were actually oversharing because you only get funding for 21 of those point values in our district was actually at 26. So actually cost us money. We eliminated that position just simply because it wasn't financially beneficial to our district. It has nothing to do with performance. And that'll get the district sharing total down to 21, which is the max.
The Griswold School Board Monday voted to renew a transportation sharing agreement with the Atlantic School District and Transportation Director Dave Eccles. And another business, they discussed and acted on snow makeup days.
So we experienced 4 snow days this year. One was made up April 17th yesterday. Then 2 other ones we made up May 25th and May 26th. The board elected to forego the last day or the 4th makeup day for both students and staff. So our last day for everyone will be May 26th.
And students will be dismissed 4 hours early on May 26th, with the staff remaining until 3 p.m. to wrap up the end-of-year activities. And Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker says this Saturday, April 22nd, 4 school districts within Pottawatomie County will be celebrating prom. The Pott County Sheriff's Office will have extra deputies out on patrol during the overnight hours. The goal of adding patrol deputies, according to Danker, is to discourage underage drinking and or other drug use and encourage safe and responsible behavior. Anyone wanting to report suspicions of underage drinking or drug use at a party or otherwise can call the Pott County Communication Center non-emergency line. That's 712-328-5737. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.